Hi, I'm Amy Joy. Welcome to the latest installment of I'm Noticing, a relational experiment podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Hello. I'm having a technical issue. There's a like smoke alarm going, or like that keeps beeping. Did you hear it? Okay, maybe it's fine then. But maybe would you want to let me know if you can hear it?
Okay, I've not heard anything yet.
Okay. Okay, that's good. That's a good sign. How are you?
Pretty good. I have like a compulsive need to tell you, in case you don't know, that intermittent beeping in a certain pattern is a sign that like you're supposed to replace it and it's like done.
Oh, okay. Thank you for telling me. I didn't know that, though. That's really good to know, just in terms of life.
Yeah.
I was feeling disappointed because I noticed I was hoping that you were gonna, that when you had something you needed to tell me, it was gonna be about the, like, the insight that you had after our previous meeting, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get to hear about the insight. But I was all, I noticed that feeling based on a want or a curiosity to know.
Yeah, I do feel some guilt around like not taking the time. Oh, I did hear it that time. That's the noise.
I'm feeling a lot of gratitude for what I'm, for an assessment, a positive assessment I'm making of your attitude towards what's occurring in this moment. Yeah.
I am feeling curious, if not that the insight is like gone, but it doesn't feel connected at the moment. So I do wonder if I'm just making a mountain out of a molehill with it, but like the thought of trying to express what the insight was at this moment feels kind of daunting, just because I think I could explain it in kind of a sterile way, but not, it wouldn't be felt. So there's a part of me that does not look at that positively.
Oh, I really... Okay. I don't even know what, if I'm in the container or not in the container. I'm just, you know, going. But I did really like, there was something incredibly encouraging hearing you describe, like, kind of like opting to not try to begin to share about the insight in this current moment when you weren't like as connected to the feeling. Like, part of me felt really excited, like, oh, that seems like a really freeing thing to be able to decide. Awesome. No beeping.
I was seeing a lot of concern around my voice at the moment. A little bit worried about losing it this weekend. can feel there's a part of me that's trying to like almost grab onto that, like a human shield, and like pull it in front of it, itself as a way to like not, I guess, not commit to being like intentional and present. Starting to like feel some connections coming back from last week. Yeah, and I'm noticing like there's, I think there's a part that's feeling vulnerable around something I said. Like, I can't quite remember the full context, but it was something like there's a part that's frustrated that like IFS or NVC or the whole thing hasn't produced like a fully enjoyable life or something like that. I can feel some clenching around my chest when I say that out loud. Although the out loud doesn't seem significant, I think there's just acknowledging it. It's making this part tense and vulnerable. And I'm just kind of noticing how this part connects to things from when I was young. And notice I'm kind of putting a pin in that, and it feels secure at the moment. I am still curious if like there's a bit of forcefulness in deciding that that's a point to put a pin in that. But I'm noticing like more energy focusing toward like how much time I'm taking up, so that's winning the battle at the moment.
Noticing surprise to hear some of what you were describing in like this current moment. I'm really like having a, or feeling bewildered. Yeah, I'm noticing a bewildered feeling around coming to that point where I am thinking that I should talk and then trying to pick one feeling. Or like going back through the last few minutes and then trying to find a starting place. And then it's like somewhat bewildering to like select between the different feelings that came, were popping up. And then there's a feels kind of burdensome to try. Well, there's a heaviness around whatever the assessment process is for like what feeling should I select and why. And like, should I start with like feeling sad to have begun this meeting with such chaos, or should I like start with the fear that comes up right when I'm about to start talking, or should I describe the feeling that the like feeling or reaction as I'm hearing you describe your experience and saying all of that out loud, it's like, that's the bewildered feeling of like, or all of that goes into the bewildered feeling like I should know the answer to that. Oh, and now I'm noticing how many times I've used the word should. I'm noticing a part that doesn't believe that any part of this experience should be scary. And seems like it works really hard to pretend it's not scary, but there's but I feel a lot of fear.
Felt a lot of humor around my reaction to part of you that says there shouldn't be any fear. It's bleeding for some reason. Not sure why. I just remembered the humor I was feeling was like, was this unusual? Like, I would say it's unfamiliar in my system, generally speaking, of like, my internal reaction was like, oh, that's nothing at all, like how I think. But it was like also like 100% acceptance that like, oh, that's the way you think, or you, that part is thinking, made me laugh. Yeah, I'm noticing, recalling like 10, 15 minutes before we met, had the thought of whether or not I wanted to do something to get into like a mindset or whatever to prepare. And I decided no, because I don't know, there's a part of me that wants the purity of like putting that into the process instead of like, or it feels like it would be cheating to like do that before the process starts. So I can feel this part though that showed up. Had a mentality similar to like, if this were like a weekly IFS session I scheduled where I'm the client and I'm like paying someone to facilitate for me, like it had that degree of seriousness and kind of like a military focus to it. Just noticing, it's like frustration and discombobulation around, I think this part is trying to guide me into something that's as linear and structured as like an IFS session. And it's frustrated and overwhelmed by the fact that that's not quite possible in this process. And I am noticing some fear and tension around that. So I notice that this part has a perception that that is the only way to maximize the benefit for myself. And it doesn't quite feel like that is subtly blending with me as much as I think, yeah, at the start of the call, there's a disconnect where I'm not connected or not confident in the possible benefits of doing this process this way. Feeling some like dissatisfaction around my articulation of that.
I notice eagerness. And an impulse to explore more about what you just said and feels like it's coming from a part that wants me to be doing something differently, or it shows up saying, like, shows up kind of pointing out ways that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And then it seems I'm noticing myself right now making the assessment of it that it seems like a bit opportunistic, like it's trying to wrangle, not in like a malevolent way, but like it's trying to. I notice embarrassment saying this out loud, but it almost seems like this part wants to think that you want something. I don't quite know how to describe it, but it's like it's hearing you describe your experience, and then it's like hoping that something you want is going to spearhead something that it's trying to achieve. But I'm noticing how much it's like, or I notice like I don't want to say curious, because that feels like maybe I'm not quite at that. It's like I sort of feel curious, but not fully. I do feel some sadness as I notice how it seems like this part is kind of relying on like another person to achieve things, but also I notice the impulse to say I notice myself doing that in terms of right now I'm using parts language. Now I have the impulse to try to figure out how long I've been talking, but I feel not aware of how long I've been talking. There's also an impulse to ask you how you're doing. I'm noticing that as it seems to be a recurring impulse.
Starting to feel curious about. It's like an awkwardness I'm feeling, and there's a strategizing part of me that's coming up with a way to like manipulate my way around it. Not manipulate in a bad way, just like manipulate the situation, I guess. So I keep not quite wondering. It's a little heavier than that. There's like a tone of criticism or like suspicion to it. But I keep questioning why I don't slow down even further in these calls. And then there's a sense that that would be weird. Clear exactly where that's coming from. So this like scheming part of me wants to just say, I'm gonna try something different now as a way to like segue into it so I can like slow down further. Yeah, when I think about that, there's some element of fear associated with how you would react to me doing that. Yeah, this is, it's like a fear that by me doing something or doing something a certain way, it would influence you or pressure you to do the same thing. Something that's ringing familiar to like this constant push-pull I feel of like how much influence I have over people and like how much feels good or like when it feels good or when it doesn't feel good. So I notice my initial reaction to noticing this part is like cautious appreciation, like it's a possibility that this part is reining me in from having like too much influence. Not over you, but like more broadly. Yeah, I witnessed something in a PA training workshop yesterday where a lead trainer, in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of a substantial number of people there, conducted themselves in a way that was not very self-led. Or at least not in an authentic, vulnerable way. And there's something noticing like a frustration bubbling up in my stomach around like just the thought of like influence and bad examples. Oh, that's interesting. So now I'm like tying this into the part of me that's like one part of me that's disappointed, and I think a different part that's more frustrated that like my life isn't perfect in spite of doing IFS and NPC. It's like that should solve everything. And it's like, yeah, and I can also noticing that I can be quite arrogant about the way I present my views on these things. Like this part is very like cautious, humbling about like, well, your life's not perfect, so be careful about how much you influence others. There's like the practical thought showing up kind of out of the blue of like, I could just tell this part that, like, in this specific context and in this moment, like, that stuff doesn't apply. So I feel, yeah, I do feel some humor because there's something about this container that is like inviting all these threads, whereas I can recognize that, like, if this were a different situation, like, I would just have that practical thinking pretty quickly, and the solution would, or it would feel like a solution pretty immediately. I'm not sure what to make of that, but there's something tied into that that also feels important.
I notice curiosity about what you're describing. Some frustration that that language isn't very specific. And I was feeling frustrated about, or frustrated in response to noticing a part of me that does look, seems like it looks to you for direction, and but and it feels kind of young. I have a question in my mind of like, should I even talk about parts ages? It feels young, and I'm noticing how much frustration comes up in response to it. And the frustration, like, feels connected to wanting freedom, like wanting just like a vision of just like a shared experience of freedom in this container. And with the frustration seems to be perceiving, or the frustrated part seems to perceive like a younger part that is kind of the deferential, it's like deferential towards you, or that's how it feels or something. It's like the frustration sees that part as a obstacle to you feeling free, but also me feeling more like myself. But I also am feeling very excited to have more awareness around it right now. And I feel excited because I know this also came up in like earlier calls. So that is exciting. Just be like, it feels important or something. And now I'm feeling scared after about how what I'm saying is Yeah. I'm not even clear on what the fear of like what the fear isn't really clear to where I could describe like how I'd anticipate you responding hypothetically or theoretically, but I do notice it's there. Yeah.
Notice some curiosity about that. There's like a satisfied kind of prideful. That doesn't quite feel like the right word. It's a little bit more playful than that, but I just notice the thought. Kind of like I don't know, this part is kind of saying like it's the image or the energy I'm kind of getting from it is like relaxing on a beach chair. But yeah, as I like flesh out that image a bit more, it's like someone who works remotely, so they're like sitting on the beach in Mexico or Costa Rica or Spain or wherever with a laptop, and they're like kind of working a little bit but not hard, and then they're like just, oh, this is so cool that I get to like work from the beach. I'm feeling some humor at like how much descriptiveness I went into to try to capture the essence of that. But it's like yeah, that's the kind of feeling this part has toward not being reactive to what you said. And it's like, this is like really cool to just. And it's more so like the general theme of whatever fear comes up in your system over like long term. So it's like, oh, it's so cool to like never really be reactive to these things. I do notice a bit of disconnect from that heart and that energy. Noticing the more familiar polarized energy, which is like always pushing me. I notice there's a question popping up in my head of like, do I really know how to fully feel gratitude? I'm kind of remembering when I was a teenager and we won the championship at the end of the hockey season, and I was like literally, by the time we were on the car ride home, like thinking about the next season and like how it could be better. So it has that kind of, it's like a worry. It's a worry about how like familiar or ingrained that kind of thinking is. I can really notice this worry is connected to part of me that would really like a really sweeping, dramatic change. Like either moving somewhere really different or like living van life or I do notice feeling like empathy, and I'm feeling more curiosity about the what else is there behind like my novelty freedom seeking parts, and then like now this like more worried side. And that's bringing up a little bit of fear about the possibility of making like an impulsive decision. Although, yeah, I'm noticing the more that sinks in, it's less to do with like maybe I'll do something pretty dramatic. It's not so worried about that. It's more worried like I'll do something dramatic and then it won't actually meet my needs because I'm not like fully aware or fully connected to what's motivating the decision. Ironically, I'm feeling grateful to have recognized the worry. Because there's a deep threat there, I can feel.
I notice a part of me. A feeling of joy, and then part of me has the impulse to want to celebrate. Like, I don't know, your insight or your awareness. And then, it's kind of sad. There's also a part that's kind of like jealous of, like, or not jealous, but there's like a part in me that notices like a softening in my system when I'm listening to you describe your internal world, and it's wanting like that kind of, it's wanting me to be soft or feel softer towards it, and I feel sad to notice that. I'm also noticing how quickly an impulse to not go, like to not stay with that part comes up, which isn't fully clear, but it's like, that's not, like, don't do this now, like, do this later kind of thing, or like, yeah, just like, take care of that later. And I'm not fully sure if that's, like, it feels newish to notice it happening so quickly when I'm starting to connect to a part. So I am curious about how true that mandate, it does feel like a, almost like a mandated, like, okay, redirect. Yeah, or something like that, like a mandated redirection. But then, yeah, that stirs up a lot in terms of like, stress, but I don't know if that's an emotion. Like a stressed out feeling of like, okay, but if you don't, like, maybe that's the point. Like, or is that the point of what you do in the container, is you connect to parts like that? And then a lot of concerns come up from, or I noticed like a part that worries about time. And it's like, it's very, yeah, it like really wants me to be more efficient with like speaking and feeling and all things related to like my personal work. Man. Yeah, I'm just noticing the stress now, like for different parts, or like I notice an impulse to just like analytically call this anxiety, like, oh, this is anxiety, which feels very dismissive to, or like I can tell that I'm noticing that that would feel a bit dismissive. But now I do feel like I've been talking for a long time, or a worry comes up around that.
I'm seeing a bit of, initially more like a humorous noticing, shifting more into like sorrow the more I notice it. Yeah, I'm just contrasting the worry I felt earlier that I might do something that would pressure or influence you. And then I'm noticing as you're talking that it's almost like if I do something that's, I don't know, I'm classifying it loosely as like free. Like I'm going to describe my experience as sitting in a beach chair in Spain. And then you're like concerned about whether stress is an appropriate feeling or something. It's like, oh, you're not like borrowing any of the more free expressions I'm like instituting for myself. Yeah, I noticed the initial humor was more like, oh, I don't have to worry so much because you're not like picking up every cue from me. But like now the shift to sorrow is a little bit more like, oh, maybe you're picking up like the things that stress you out, but not the things that bring you freedom. So like I do feel more softening and understanding toward my own worried part. Just at the possibility that that's true. Yeah, I noticed some this is hard to articulate, but I noticed the impulse to feels very unsatisfying to not know how to articulate this in the moment, but it's like I want, it's a part of me that just wants to say like I still in a lot of ways, but I used to really struggle with like feeling a sense of freedom around what I was thinking or saying. part of the worry shows up around that is like, yeah, so this is the same worry that like I'll have too much influence over people, but it's like, yeah, what if you don't realize that about me? And then, because yeah, I do know that there are people, very few of them, but there are a few who I perceive as having like secure attachment and being like very natural in their own skin and in their own voice and stuff like that. And I noticed that my mindset is to be like, to assume that they have like some magical key or something. So I, this is very convoluted, but like, there's a worried part in here that's worried people will perceive me as having the magical key, or like they could emulate me, or even just ask me things to do or whatever to get that for themselves. And it's like, there's a, there's like a heavy, hopeless feeling that comes up with that, of like a little bit defeated as well. So I'm noticing this part is also connected to like loss. Feeling a bit confused and just trying to like ask what I was needing in the beginning. Feeling pretty comfortable with the fact that that's not coming to me at the moment.
I'm noticing some, like, it's hard to conflicting feelings. And then, like, a trying to decide which way or like which direction to go with it. There's an impulse to, like, I don't know if validate. I notice the impulse to want to acknowledge. Part of me that the deferential part, I don't love that term for it, but it does seem like that part doesn't like, or that part of me can't imagine I'm a bit worried right now about getting stuck as I'm starting to like analyze or question whether what I'm saying is turning this into a conversation or something. And so I might just make a mistake. That feels like a part that comes up that's just like, whatever, I'm just gonna make a mistake. And it's not, which feels very much not directed at, but feels like very much a consistent reaction to any context in which I'm feeling stuck. But there, yeah, it's like I noticed the impulse to like validate the part that you were describing, or just acknowledge like there, I do feel like a part of me maybe views, yeah, a part of me views you in a way that wouldn't really see any, it doesn't seem like it sees you as a holistically, but I'm excited to be more aware of it as a part, in that it, yeah, the deferential part seems to, it like it can't, that it can't really conceive of, I mean, conceptually, I have a part that could like argue the concept of like whether mistakes even exist, but like just for the sake of like some summary, it's like this part doesn't seem to like, wouldn't really ever view you as like having issues or making a mistake or like in certain ways, like doesn't seem to be aware of that, of your holistic personhood. And so it's like I feel this responsibility to acknowledge that part is there, but also that it is just a part, and which is not at all to imply that the alternative would be seeing you as making mistakes. That this is starting, I'm like, where's the container? Am I in it? I'll find it. I'll get back to it. But but that's, I think that the tension I'm noticing is like a part wanting to like acknowledge or be wanting to acknowledge something while also there, I'm feeling scared about how to articulate it when I'm not full. Oh yeah, that's like, I'm not fully, I don't know everything there is to know about what I'm experiencing, therefore it feels vulnerable. And maybe I should stop there.
Starting to feel curious if, and the thought is like, I wonder if there's a part of me that's in conflict with you. And I mean that more energetically than like technical term of conflict, like some heightened emotion, like frustration or something. Then I also feel like curious if there's a part of you that's like emotionally heightened toward me. Like I can imagine, or it makes sense to me, that a part of me would be frustrated. And it makes sense to me that a part of you would be frustrated with me. And it also makes sense to me that, like, it would be easy to kind of suppress that in ownership of, like, this is my part and it's not you, and vice versa. Like, yeah, and I'm feeling more connected actually to the insight I had within like 30 seconds of us getting off the call last week, which was, this is a massive oversimplification, but like, there's a part of me that's like projecting all women onto you, And so, like, obviously one of those women would be my mother. And I notice when I, like, intentionally make that projection in the moment now, it's like, well, if my mother had, like, less a perception of me, but, like, looking at it more as, like, an expectation of me in this example, like, I do notice, like, a lot of frustration there. Notice some more like a peacefulness around naming it as a projection. So it's not, frustration isn't really alive. I notice that brings me more into like a clear thinking, analytical mode of like, how to best approach these parts. And then noticing this part showing up that's very familiar. It's always, or at least frequently, wanting to, like, pick out some detail or just some piece of information or something, and like hear you give some sort of like background detail about it. So like I even noticed that I've been like really curious about your Band-Aid. And like and this first, like, I need to know this story so I can ground you in like reality. But yeah, I'm noticing that this part is actually also working hard to like separate people. It's kind of like fighting, maybe not consciously, but it's like fighting back against projections.
I'm just noticing. Well, I started to feel, while hearing you describe the experience of projecting, I mean, as a, that's a summary. I noticed a part trying to like scan, like kind of just like, or I don't know, maybe it just like scanning my system. I don't love the description of that, but it's like the, yeah, a part really wanting to figure out like if there's any part of me that has expectations, and so that was happening, and also notice like I'm almost surprised that it's not maybe as urgent as I've experienced it previously, but like a problem solving energy of like, how to, a part that's like, okay, how do I How do I be responsible and make sure that my parts aren't impacting anyone negatively? Oh, that feels familiar. And I'm feeling grateful that I am experiencing curiosity about, like, a part of me that does seem heightened in this. Yeah, I don't even, it's hard to say, but hard to, like, a part that does seem heightened, like, in reaction. I don't want to say to you, that feels bad to, or that feels bad to me for some reason. And now I'm noticing how the gratitude I was feeling was very quickly eclipsed by, like, upset over the language that I'm upset over, or like frustration as I try to find language. Right now, I'm just more excited to. Yeah, I'm like, I'm really excited. Yeah, like, there, part of me is like, this is like what I want to, like, talk about a thing that's happening, and like talk about something that's really occurring in an interaction. And so in this interaction, getting to that, there's, yeah, getting to express something that's occurring, something that's actually occurring in response to you, and then hearing you describe something that's happening for you is very exciting. And scary. I'm noticing latently.
Felt excited and, like, encouraged and encouraging hearing that. Notice my focus is with something I'm not. It's like a connection I felt a few minutes ago. But I do notice I want to explore it in the moment because it felt substantive and, like, potentially vulnerable. I'm feeling, like, some annoyance and some awareness that that's familiar. Sometimes when, like, you have one thread that seems to kind of be clear, but then it connects to another thread, and then that makes it more difficult to, like, articulate what's actually connecting. But yeah, I noticed I kind of cut myself off last time. With what I said on the surface was, like, my judgment of it was that it was, like, obvious or Yeah, just obvious. And then, but to a part of me, there was like a sense of profound insight to it. Kind of like if you've heard something 100 times, but doesn't click until the 100th time. And it was feeling to this part, kind of like unlocking that magic key that very few people seem to have about like just feeling free and comfortable being themselves. Yeah, and I was noticing more like fleshing out of this part of me that gets curious about often like very trivial details. Like, I'll get really curious about your jewelry, for example. And like, I'm like, what's the deal with that? I'd like to hear the story. And yeah, the more I flesh out this part, it feels like very young and enthusiastic and like outgoing. Yeah, I have a certain like picture of kind of like boundless positive energy. And I noticed the thoughts. Not sure what brought this thought up exactly, but I came to the thought that there was some reservation around putting words to this as if it would be like exclusionary to other options. But that's not the intent. But the thought was like I would be really proud to have a son who was like this part, who I kind of picture about like 4 or 5 years old. Just like very curious, enthusiastic, energetic. And that's connecting back to the sense of loss that I was like faintly aware of before, with like, why don't I have the comfort that those very few people seem to have? And the sense that there's a loss associated with that. Not just that it's like chance, but more like something was taken or missed. And I'm also noticing that, like, that part of me feels separate from any burdensome expectations. Or also, like, that sense of needing to adjust myself in reaction to how I think other people will react to me. It's interesting because, like, this part doesn't feel exiled from me so much as this part feels like it's free to go out and explore, and I'm like stuck inside, like I'm the one exiled. kind of getting the image now of like this pack of different parts. It's not like the literal parts, it's more just like a representation that there are a number of parts that are kind of like all doing their thing. To like replicate that energy that I'm exiled from, or like to, it's almost like chasing after, because the image I get is like this young part is like free out in the woods or on a trail or something, exploring and just like scurrying along at its enthusiastic pace, and it's like I've fallen behind or I can't catch up type of feeling. I do notice like a sense of compassion for the managers trying to like recreate the effects that should be natural if I was more connected to that part of myself. And also like noticing some hopefulness that like that's the direction to follow to break that disconnect. So noticing my getting increasingly worried about my voice, so that may be the last share I make.
I'm noticing grateful to I'm tempted to just leave it at I'm noticing feeling grateful. There's a part that is quickly trying to like find language for like, oh, like it feels mathematical. Like you're feeling grateful. You need to be able to connect that to a need and express it. And in a sense that like that does make sense to me. In that, like, I do want to express what I mean or what it means to me to hear what you're describing. But I don't, I notice a like, I notice like balking at a mathematical, or yeah, like what feels a bit mathematical about articulating it. And that, it almost start to feel sad about like a familiar feeling of like struggling to express meaningful things, but I also it's like the sad, it's not even, it's more of like a whisper of sadness because I feel pretty content, like, and excited about, yeah, just noticing a lot of contentment and some excitement. And I don't really know what about, but I'll leave it there. That's or it's what I'm aware of. I should get curious about like the quick impulse to wrap up, but I'm just aware that there is one.
I noticed after I said I might not want to share again to like preserve my voice, I had this humorous thought of that giving you complete free rein to consume maximum time. It's just imagining a part of you responding like, oh, that means I get all the time. So, does not seem to have been the reaction you had.
That's ironic. That's funny.
Okay. Right. Well, I am curious if you heard and what your thoughts were of the like intro things I used from you.
Okay, well, I did. Oh, from me, mine. Oh man. Okay. I really liked your introduction to the fourth episode. Was my disappointment to realize what you were asking like palpable. I was really excited initially when I thought you were just asking about like your just the introductions in general. I was like, oh, I really wanted to tell you that I really loved your introduction to the fourth one. And then I was like, I almost sent you a message about it, but then I was like, well, I know that, yeah, I hesitated sending you a message about it just because I'm like wanting to, a part of me was like wondering like the best interim communication or trying to be thoughtful or intentional about interim communication. And I was, so anyways, I'm excited you brought this up in this moment because I did want to express that. And in terms of my introductions, thank you for using them. And I thought you did great. And it felt like I was very relieved. I'm noticing I made the assessment that you did great, but I felt very appreciative of how you utilized them in that context. Like the music and the fact you edited out pauses, I was like, that if I had known that you could utilize that, I probably wouldn't have done like 275 takes, which I don't even know. Like, I was like, if I had known that I would, if I had known that whatever, yeah, I don't know. I was like, I feel like that would take a long time to say, but I was kind of, I think I probably, part of me was like, I hope it was like part of me started to imagine you feeling like hesitant to ask me to do anything because of like maybe the thought that I would say yes while it like, and then I don't know, like go overboard with it. And so I was like, I did notice previously having the impulse to like tell you that like if I had known that I would lose my mind, that's a part, so a part is describing it as losing my mind, I would have probably said no or something, or like in that part definitely once, yeah. Yeah, that feels like the part that really is connected to like a vision of like shared freedom or something. But anyways, the point is that was a great experience doing the introduction in that it brought a lot to my attention in terms of my internal system. I was just appreciative you could use those introductions. So thank you. Did that make sense?
Okay. I thought they sounded good, especially like on the music.
The music was ideal. That helped a lot. How did you feel about all, like, the introductions? Do I want to ask that question? I don't know. It's too late. I mean, yeah, you don't have to answer that question if you don't want to.
Curious if you mean all of them or just the ones you did.
Well, I think initially it was like, really, my question was like, were you okay using the two that you used of mine? But then I quickly was like, internally, I was like, I don't think you would have used them if you like weren't okay with them. So I need to just accept that you were okay with them. And then, so then I think in mid-sentence, maybe I tried to change the question to like a more general, but I do, I would love to know how you felt about the introduction to episode 4, because I really, yeah, I'm just curious because I really loved it, or it just really I appreciated what you expressed.
My recollection of it was that I kind of borrowed what you had said for the introduction to number 2 in some aspect. But I also noticed my language has been shifting from like episode to just calling them recordings.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then the other thing that has shifted predominantly is like thinking of it as like an immersive experiential recording, podcast, whatever, as opposed to like, yeah, language more around like experimental. I have some humor on that because a friend of mine, if I understood her correctly, was literally listening to the podcast in like one of those salt bath sensory deprivation tanks. Like, so I was like, yes, this was after I had like started referring to it as like immersive. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Man, that seems like the ideal listening environment. Very fitting. Also, I really wonder how that experience was. That sounds very, very exciting.
Yeah, I do notice there is a part of me that strongly wants to elucidate for people that, like, I don't expect them to like this or find it valuable. Or at least, maybe not at any given time. And, like, I really do feel aligned with the thinking that like this is it's a recording for you and I, for ourselves, and it's a podcast for like the 12 people who resonate with it, and it's not for the mass audience. I even had a friend who like I mentioned it to her, and she sent me these messages about like, I don't know, just like these podcasting tips. And it was like, you know, most podcasts get more listeners if they're like between 30 to 45 minutes. And I was like, stuff like that. And I was like, just time out. This is a podcast for 12 people.
I found that really helpful. Like that specific idea that, yeah, I found that very helpful in terms of, I guess the scared part of me has found that helpful. And also it alleviates, I know that I've had a question come to mind many times of like, how selfish is it of me to like want to engage in this experiment when I'm more so connected to what I'm getting out of it than I am at present to like what a listener, like I think I'm still trying to imagine, like I mean I, it's like if it, it's like I would be into it if I were not yeah, so the idea of like 12 people is very inviting and alleviates something for like, yeah, it, I'm struggling to pull that together. But how did that go when, or how did that, I haven't even formed that question yet, but that feels, I feel very reassured to hear that. Oh, can I? Okay. I was wondering, I was curious in terms of like, is the recordings as they are currently, like, I think I'm curious about how in line with your like initial vision, not like not like in a assessment-y sort of way, like that doesn't feel like what I'm asking, but just I was wondering if this is, if your vision for this has changed over time. And that can be a food for thought question, because I also just thought about your voice too.
Yeah, my initial thought was it's evolving a lot, and then my second thought was, but those all feel like parts. Like when I had the first recording and I was like, I'm gonna cut this up into like 30 minute segments so it's digestible and stuff like that, like that felt more like a part, and that was not something I had planned or envisioned. But now I'm wondering if like this is what I envisioned, and it's just like all the other stuff is like just parts showing up along the way. I feel curious to like look at it through that lens going forward.
I appreciate you sharing. Yeah. We'll talk to you soon.
I hope so.
All right.
Bye.